Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Democrat Stacey Abrams says she can't win the Georgia governor's race, effectively ending her challenge to Republican Brian Kemp. Her speech today effectively puts a stop to the contest. The final result had been in doubt for 10 days after last Tuesday's election. Abrams' campaign had contended there were potentially enough uncounted votes to force a runoff. Abrams had hoped to become the first black governor of the Deep South and the first black female governor of any state. Kemp is Georgia's former Secretary of State. He was backed by President Donald Trump. Abrams stressed as she spoke, this is not a speech of concession.
Concession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, I cannot concede that. But my assessment is the law currently allows no further viable remedy.
Here is a statement from Republican Brian Kemp. Kemp says moments ago, Stacey Abrams conceded the race and officially ended her campaign for governor. I appreciate her passion, hard work, and commitment to public service. The election is over and hardworking Georgians are ready to move forward. Several serial rapists have been caught now that the Georgia Bureau of Investigation has finished testing 3,000 backlogged rape kits. Legislators shared the news at the state capitol today. The state Senate meets tomorrow, yes, Saturday, to finalize a nearly billion-dollar hurricane relief package. The House approved the measure yesterday. $270 million will be set aside to cover cleanup costs and help farmers recover from Hurricane Michael. The package also includes $200 million in tax credits to encourage timber and pecan farmers to replant trees lost in the storm. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.